This is the news break.
Michael Jinoh-Katsoya, the former chief of Asia Pacific for the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, told the Toronto District School Board TDSB committee on October 1st, the Confucius Institutes do represent a threat for the Canadian government, do represent a threat to the Canadian people.
前加拿大情报局官员，孔子学院对加拿大构成威胁。前加拿大情报局亚太事务部主管卡特苏亚在10月1号告诉多伦多教育局教育委员，孔子学院确实对加拿大政府和人民构成威胁。
Jinoh-Katsoya was one of several people who asked to address the committee. The TDSB is trying to decide whether to permanently abandon its Confucius Institute partnership after an outcry from concerned parents and trustees.
在孔子学院遭到家长和校区董事抵制之后，多伦多教育局正在考虑是否需要永久性终止和孔子学院的合作关系。卡特苏亚作为发言人之一参加了当天的辩论。
Jinoh-Katsoya told the TDSB committee, There is publicly available information stating clearly that Western counterintelligence agencies have identified Confucius Institutes as forms of spy agencies used by the Chinese government and employed by the Chinese government.
卡特苏亚说，目前许多西方国家的公开文件都指出，孔子学院是被中共操控的间谍机构。
Former CSIS head Richard Fadden said during a 2010 speech while still serving with the agency that Confucius Institutes are controlled by Chinese embassies and consulates and linked them with Beijing's efforts to influence Canadian policy.
2010年，前加拿大情报局局长法登在他任职期间的一次讲话中披露，孔子学院受中共使领馆控制，被中共用来影响加拿大的政策。
Promoted as non-profit organizations funded by the Chinese communist regime to teach Chinese language and culture, Confucius Institutes have been cited by China's own officials as tools to advance the regime's soft power.
由官方资助的孔子学院宣称是教授中文和中国文化，不过中共官员自己称孔子学院是扩展中共软实力的工具。
According to The Economist, the Chinese Communist Party CCP's own former propaganda chief Li Qiangchun called Confucius Institutes an important part of China's overseas propaganda setup.
据《经济学人》报道，前中共主管宣传的政治局常委李长春说，在世界各地建立孔子学院是中共大外宣格局的重要组成部分。
Jinoh-Katsoya said,There is no shortage of evidence showing that the Confucius Institutes are used by spying activities. Investigations have shown that Confucius Institutes employees in certain provinces have tried to get access to government accounts and secrets.
卡特苏亚说，有大量证据显示，一些孔子学院的员工试图访问政府机密文件、政府账户和邮箱。
Jinoh-Katsoya said Confucius Institutes are part of a larger network of organizations used by the CCP to advance its influence abroad. Other organizations with this network include the United Front Work Department, UFWD, and the Overseas Chinese Affairs Office, OCAO, among others.
卡特苏亚还说，孔子学院是中共用来对外渗透的庞大网络组织的一部分。这个网络组织还包括统战部和海外华人事务办公室等。
They all use soft power, and they are clearly identified by Western counterintelligence agencies as agencies specifically working for spying on the Western world, Jinoh-Katsoya said.
卡特苏亚说，西方情报机构已经确认这些组织都用软实力的办法专门从事对西方世界的间谍活动。
Jinoh-Katsoya added, In fact, many of the organizations rally the Chinese community to voice support of the Confucius Institutes are closely linked to the UFWD and the OCAO. He noted that the UFWD's annual budget for espionage is over $36 billion.
卡特苏亚说， 在华人社区动员支持孔子学院的很多组织都与统战部和海外华人事务办公室有密切联系。他指出，中共统战部每年为间谍活动的预算经费是360亿美元。
Last December, the Canadian Association of University Teachers passed a resolution asking Canadian universities and colleges with Confucius Institutes to shut down the institute on their campuses and those in negotiations to get an institute to cease doing so. This June, the American Association of University Professors also issued a statement calling for agreements between Confucius Institutes and nearly 100 universities to be either canceled or renegotiated.So that they are properly reflected Western values of free speech.
去年12月，加拿大大学教师协会通过一项决议，呼吁加拿大大专院校关闭已设立的孔子学院。如果在商谈建孔子学院的学校，就停止商谈。今年6月，美国大学教授协会也发表声明，呼吁建立了孔子学院的近百所大学取缔孔子学院。或重新谈判，使其能反映西方言论自由的价值观。
McMaster University and the University of Sherbrooke shut down their Confucius Institutes. And in the United States, Pennsylvania State University and the University of Chicago recently decided to end their relationship with the Confucius Institutes.
加拿大的 McMaster 大学和 Sherbrooke 大学都关闭了孔子学院。最近美国的宾夕法尼亚州立大学和芝加哥大学也决定终止和孔子学院的关系。
They experienced the partnership with the Confucius Institute. They experienced partnership with the Chinese government, and they decided to give up the relationship. Jino Katsua added.
卡特苏亚说，这些大学在经历了与孔子学院合作之后，最后都决定取缔孔子学院。
After hearing from 10 speakers, the TDSB committee voted on October 1st to end the partnership. The entire board will vote on the issue at the end of the month.
在听取了10位发言人的陈述后，多伦多公校教育局计划委员会以6-1通过决定终止与孔子学院的合作。10月29日，多伦多公校教育局董事会将全体进行投票表决。